Oh, yes. Sick. Oh, come on. Okay, Thomas has given me an aerial Atom 4R and an entire Welsh mountain to play with, which is very exciting. It also allows me to answer a question that we've been asking ourselves a lot lately, which is, how is that vehicle able to weigh so much and yet still be legally allowed on the road? Looking at you, electric SUVs, or how is someone able to legally drive it without some sort of special license? I get to answer that question again, except this time from the seat of an aerial Atom. So it's, how is it able to weigh so little and how is it legally allowed on the road? I'm very excited for this. I may look the fool, but I think Thomas is about to feel like one for giving this one away as a gift.
The aerial Atom. Once made famous by rearranging a certain TV personality's face, represents one of the most intense road legal experiences out there. There's barely anything of it. If it ran through a football game, it would be tackled and imprisoned for streaking. It weighs 1/5 the weight of a blue whale's tongue, and this being the serious one, the 4R, means that it hits 60 miles an hour in just over 2.5 seconds. All that power goes to the rear wheels, there's not an airbag in sight, and nor are there many guardrails on this mountain either. Let's go.
Okay, I'm going to start relatively calmly here. I've put it into the boost mode 1, which accesses 320 of its total 400 horsepower. So it is a Civic Type R engine, and I'm currently at Civic Type R power, and yet I weigh less than 600 kilograms. So I don't quite know what to expect here. I have a sequential gearbox, which is a hugely expensive upgrade, but what that means is I need to clutch in up to about 50 miles an hour, and then shift with the paddles, and then past that, I can sort of just shift anyway. I have to be careful because I'm currently ascending what I thought was called Belch Mountain, and I promised my wife I wouldn't die on somewhere called Belch Mountain, which is now technically true because I've learned I pronounced it wrong. It's called Buch Mountain, and it's absolutely stunning. But enough of that. What happens if you take a car? Sorry, a ladder with an engine and put your foot down in second gear. Oh, that happens. That's absolutely mental. Wow, once you hit boost in, like, even fourth gear, there's so much power. Then you've got the love child of a Maserati MC20 and a Spider RS sitting right there behind my ear. It's so loud. It sounds a bit like when you surprise an old man with a story and he goes, no, he didn't. He did what? I don't believe it. Then as I gain speed, I'm very aware of the fact that there is no windscreen whatsoever. Oh my God. I don't think I was prepared for how hardcore and raw this is. It's hardcore. I've gone out late with the cool kids and I've realized I should be in bed at 10 because this is a certain flavor. This honestly feels like someone has taken the shell off a Maserati MC20, given it amazing steering, and about 300 more horsepower. Oh, wow! Guy Fawkes night back there, the titanium exhaust. The amount of attention this has had on the road. The air intake above me, the air intakes on the sides, the way it looks, and positive, positive attention. Oh, look, a caterer. Oh, she blew a kiss. See, the ladies love it. Everyone wants a photograph. I had a guy come over to me, literally right here, about 20 minutes ago, and he said, can I get a picture with my girlfriend? And I said, sure. And without even hesitation, she just jumped into that seat. And then they took a selfie. That's how accessible the Ariel Atom is to the public. It's just that. There is nothing else I've driven that is road legal and has two seats that's anything like this. There just isn't.
Keen to make that statement untrue, Thomas wanted to show me some of the competition, which meant pulling over to see this new toy and welcoming a guest host in the form of Jack Scarlett.
Who is it?
That's Jack Scarlett. He's on the Fully Charged show.
No, come
on. Trust me, James. He's a great car presenter. Very passionate.
We always said if we were going to have a guest host, they'd be like shorter or ugly or like Peter Pettigrew. You've given me Bucky Barnes.
All right, listen, I tried my hardest to find a shorter, less handsome car reviewer, but they were all busy, weirdly. Anyway, trust me.
Fine.
He's great.
Fine, I'll do it. But I'm not going to be nice, okay? I'm not going to be polite.
Okay, okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi, how
nice
do you do?
Nice to meet you, absolute pleasure.
Jack Scarlett, Thomas sent me.
Yes, I'm very excited about it. Yeah, he did mention.
Well, I didn't want to intrude, but I just thought if you wanted to have a great experience in a mad 2-litre British sports car, that's fantastic, but this is fantastica. This is the Caterham 620. Do not be put off by the fuddy-duddy old man exterior. This thing is absolutely ludicrous. 2-litre, supercharged Duratec engine.
Supercharged?
310 horsepower. It's just ballistic.
Well, it's wild, isn't it? Because you've got like a reasonably normal Ford engine and a reasonably exciting Honda engine, and yet put into these things. How much does this weigh? Is it heavier?
It's a little bit heavier. Compared to the Atom, I think it's got 50-odd kilos extra. This
it
is
also,
the X.
It also has car, though.
There is actually some bodywork. Yeah. I know they've indulged in things like a windscreen.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It looks fantastic from the front. This red's shining pink in the sun.
Yeah, it's pretty, isn't it?
It's a bit like Sol Red Crystal from Mazda. Oh, it looks a bit like a suitcase from the back, though.
Yeah, I mean, this is fundamentally a Lotus from the 50s, and it hasn't changed all that much in that time. What it has gained is a huge amount of horsepower.
Because this looks a bit gentle, but I'm feeling it's not. Except the side pipe exhaust.
Yeah.
Give it away. I have a titanium exhaust.
That's a very pretty exhaust.
It's not a cheap one. It's got carbon fibre everywhere.
Look at that piece on the back. I want to have that as my dining table. That's fantastic.
Speaking of not cheap, though, how much is one of these? Because I know it looks like something small, but I bet these are pricey.
As Caterhams go, it's a lot of money. £58,500.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the starting price?
That's the starting price.
We're close.
Guessing...
Yeah. This is £70,000 starting.
Oh, that is close.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is optioned with a few things, and somehow it has £70,000 of options. Yeah, which embarrasses Porsche in their options list.
50-50 split between sticker price and options is genuinely impressive.
I don't think I've ever seen that. And one of the options is this £5,000 titanium exhaust, which saves over 10 kilograms.
Well, good.
All the carbon fibre you see littered everywhere. I've got creature comforts. It's got ABS.
Do you
haven't got that?
I don't have ABS.
Traction control. Yeah.
I don't have that.
It's got the Ohlins, which is an upgrade on the stock Bilsteins. Yep. So I've been fiddling with the rebound and compression to make it as soft as possible on the road. I don't know how those all add up to £70,000 with the other stuff as well.
What does that do if I pull it, that red thing?
The red thing, don't pull it. That releases the emergency fire extinguisher inside, which will explode into the cabin and put me out of flames, which hopefully I haven't got to do.
What's to stop a naughty schoolboy from yanking that while you're sat at a traffic light?
I think it's got a pin in it.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's a good fail-safe.
Listen, this is outrageous. It's over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious about this. Can I take you for a little spin?
Oh, I think you should.
Spin's the wrong word. Wait, can we both fit in here?
There's going to be leg touching.
No, come on.
Yeah.
That's absolutely tiny. Is it bigger than this?
This is the narrow chassis version. You can get a slightly wider one. You can get more comfortable heated seats. Those choices were not made here.
Yeah, Thomas, it's a good thing you're not here because you got a fat ass and you wouldn't fit here. Do you know what I'm saved in my wife's phone as?
Tell me.
James Tiny Butt.
That's hurtful.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
This is my moment. Oh, yeah, like a glove. Whoops.
Tiny Butt's time has come.
This is the door. On a 60,000 pound car, it's a little leather flap.
They come off. That's fun.
Okay. And then this, pull this down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What's going on here?
I'm not sure up with the tea coaster for
it's a cookie.
Oil. Yeah.
It's not Momo, it's Less.
It's so cute.
Okay, all right. That's a short shifter. Hang on,
Yep. Good. That's the correct way of doing that, yeah.
We're going to know each other very well by the end of this.
Keep your elbows out of my face, would you?
Okay. Oh, okay. Sounds about good.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, it's a nice shifter.
That shifter should be familiar to you. That's from an MX-5.
Oh, no wonder it's God tier.
Snickety little fella, isn't it?
Yeah, it's such... You know why I love supercharged engines? It's because they feel naturally aspirated.
Yeah.
The atom you have to get into boost. This, I can roll on.
It's...
Wow!
What's an engine?
I did not expect that. Oh, the rev limiter is brilliant! And I've got these shift lights here.
Yeah, those are not useful at all, to be completely honest with you. That's when you change.
Yeah, it's a halfway mark.
It's like they saw them in Ferraris and were like, wow, let's just put some LEDs, why not?
Wow, this feels so much more playful feeling than the Atom.
Second gear is lively. In anything other than bone dry conditions, it will spin its wheels in all first three.
Noted. Okay, I will take this with the level of severity it requires. Especially as we gain altitude on this mountain and lose barriers. This view out the front as well, with these little two black eyes at the front.
Yeah, the ergonomics do make a bit more sense. Once you're settled in, getting in is miserable.
I feel very close to you there.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying your company too.
Wow,
that's dirty.
Oh, it sounds good. There's so much fuel coming through the steering. I can barely see those dials.
You have fuel, I can confirm.
And what about all this stuff?
Physical tactile switches for everything. So hazards, fan, wipers, horn.
Oh, that's so cute! Hang on, that's a little baby horn.
This is a clown car. This is not a serious vehicle.
It bloody drives seriously.
So you know how everyone says about this car and the Atom? Oh, it's got the same power to weight as a Veyron.
Right.
Which is a useless metric, because Veyron's no point of comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
I've crunched the numbers. Would you like to know how much power these cars would have if they weighed the same as your Miata?
Okay, go on.
This would have 556 brake horsepower. Your Atom R would have 670.
So significant.
Yeah.
It feels quick. It's a sub 3 seconds of 60, isn't it?
With the sequential, it'll be a little bit more with the manual. But I mean, this car is all about making slow feel fast. And it does. But it's also really fast.
Yeah, this makes fast feel fast.
Yeah. How are you enjoying this on a road compared to the Atom then?
Ooh. It's firmer, surprisingly. But I can feel it's not as quick. And it's not as insane. I don't mind being a bit more covered though. I've had a lot of wind in my face today.
Windscreens are underrated. Well, a bit chilly on the neck, isn't it?
That's not fair. I haven't got one of those.
Yeah. Just by your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that suits you.
Yeah, thank
you. That's how I keep the hair out of my eyes when I drive. Do you want some sunglasses?
Oh, so thank you. Ooh. Ooh, I feel so proper.
Ah.
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
How are you finding the pedal box? It's quite snug for the feet, isn't it?
It's very... I wore the right shoes today for this pedal box.
I didn't. I had to remove my shoes and my belt in order to be able to get to the driver's seat of this car.
You had to... You've been driving this in socks?
A bit, yeah.
Wait, what do you... Why do you have to remove your belt?
It's an arse width issue. These carbon buckets are snug on the hips when you're my size.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose in a way, Thomas is here in spirit because I too have a wide arse.
Yeah.
And Thomas's ears must have been ringing because he called me in that moment to tell me that he was worried that I'd get myself and the Winter Soldier killed on the mountain roads. And so he had lovingly and generously organized somewhere we could really stretch the legs of these cars. That meant scaling our way back down the mountain and through the Welsh towns. As a convoy, the cars drew even more attention together. Whether we were sharing the tiny slow twisties with honestly the friendliest Welsh drivers, why is everyone so nice in Wales? Or the local high streets, and even when we were stopped...
Give it a rev, son! Give it a rev!
Which happened a lot, because Jack kept needing to take a break because his legs were too long in the Caterham. Boo-hoo. And we had to stop for fuel, and also we got stuck in a ton of traffic. And at low speeds, these cars are actually a huge pain in the arse. Neither of them like to idle, and they are both so highly strung that clutch control took a lot of focus. I tried to embrace the stop and go and have fun with it.
Oh, you're raiding.
And I guess Jack came around too. But I think we were both relieved to finally roll into Landau, and the circuit within.
Okay, let's go boost 3. Mark 3. And we'll go traction down even one more, because why not? It's only going to have a multiplying effect. Whoa, that already feels different. Okay, foot to the floor in boost 3. If you gave my MX-5 3 different speed modes, there'd be parking lot, around the suburb, and speed limit. These different modes, they want another universe. In the first half of the rev range, all it wants to do is make those boosty sounds. But once you get up there, once you go foot to the floor, the personality completely changes. Boost, boost. Okay. Whoa! No! bloody hell. I can smell cow pat. I hope that wasn't me. For years, people have asked me, "Oh, you do Throttle House. What, you know, what's been your most exciting car you've ever driven?" And my answer is always so quickly the BAC Mono. This is so close to that experience. And in this car, I can put someone else there if I wanted to. If I hated them. Oh, beautiful. This beautiful chorus. Oh, yeah. That tracks and all. It feels pretty off.
What a lovely day! If that's how fun the serious one is on track. How fun is the fun one? It was time for the handsome giraffe to have a go.
I mean, the truth is, compare this to the atom. It's a spaceship versus a tractor. Not only is his car more complicated, more nuanced, but the base Atom 4 has 320 horsepower. The R has 400. The base Caterham has 80 horsepower. This has 310, almost quadruple. And it's fundamentally the same car. And that feels exactly as mad as it sounds. Oh, Mamma mia! I know that there are some that believe that this bonkers 620 is essentially a ruined Caterham. You know, they've taken away so much of what makes these cars special, the ability to access so much of the power so much of the time on public roads. Admittedly, yeah, you can't do that with this one. And it should be scary, but it's not. There are no nasty surprises. When it steps out on you, exiting a corner in third gear, which it will, you knew it was going to because it telegraphed it. You felt it in your ass a few tenths of a second prior. It's still the most communicative, tactile little sports car that there is. It's still a Caterham. It's kind of like playing your favorite video game on the hardest setting. The thrill doesn't come from breezing through effortlessly. It comes from fighting tooth and nail for every single meter. Having your abilities constantly tested. What this car offers is the purest, most focused, analog, intense hit of automotive adrenaline that there is.
Okay.
Oh, that was quite a day.
It was a treat. It really was a treat. And we normally spoil ourselves, but I save it specifically for when Thomas isn't here. So when he has another baby, imminently, hopefully, we get to do something again. And by the way, when I had a baby, he did a Revuelta in Spain.
Well, this is great revenge.
Yeah, I doubled up.
I think you might have out-madded him in terms of the cars that you've driven in his absence. This thing, this is an axe murderer dressed as a doddery old man. I just love it. I don't quite believe that you can buy one without some sort of special permit, but you can, and that makes me happy, although I'm not quite sure who it's for.
Fair. This joins the halls of the 911K as not quite as much of a sleeper, but you don't quite know what to expect. This, I knew was going to be intense. I wasn't ready for that level of boost on three mode, but it doesn't, for me, it doesn't have that walk away, because it looks like a scaffold, it doesn't have that walk away, like, turn around. Yeah. This, I've been looking at this through the window from our Airbnb in the evening and going, yeah. But then I've also thought, but what if it had a smaller engine and then was easier to operate and that was easier to operate and then... I know it defeats the point of the top trims, but yeah, that's where I'm at.
I have to admit, I've been having similar feelings. We'll never forget that gearbox. We'll never forget that engine. But what would I want to own? I think a way slower one of those that I could actually enjoy on a road.
I thought you were going to shame me there, so I'm glad.
I'm with you.
And you save money.
Yeah.
I respect anyone that has this and daily drives it and tracks it because you are a mad person and I love you for it. Same is true for this. I'm really glad you gatecrashed this party with this car. And yeah, thank you so much for coming out, Jack.
Thanks for having me. Have more babies, Thomas.
I think that's a dual decision, isn't it? No, Thomas, you dominate. This is be a man. Oh, have more. Sorry.